While I sat there, something was nagging at me. Some vital fact I had to remember, yet couldn't. For a second, I fumbled with the memory before I realized what it was. The injection would be wearing off soon. I had to get back to the room, quickly. There had been some fear about the danger of this business, but I realized now that was just my earlier cowardice. This stuff was no more dangerous than aspirin, and at the same time, it was the galaxy's greatest pickup. New worlds of possibilities were opening up to me. My mind was clearer and my thoughts more logical. I wasn't going back to the old muddled head stuff. At the bar, I paid the bartender, my fingers tapping impatiently while he softly made change for me. "A wise guy?" I asked, loud enough for everyone in the joint to hear. "A customer is in a hurry, so that's your chance to shortchange him? This is 2 gulden short." I held the money out in my palm, and when he bent to count it, I came up quick with the hand and let him have the whole thing right in the face, bills, coins, thumb, and fingers. At the same time, I told him, in a low voice so no one else could hear, just what I thought of him. Freiber slang is rich in insult, and I used the best on him. I could have done more, but I was in a hurry to get back to the hotel room, and teaching him a lesson would take time. When I turned to go, I kept an eye behind me in a mirror across the room, and it's a good thing I did. He pulled a length of pipe out from under the bar and raised it over my head. Of course I stood still to give him a nice target and not throw off his aim, only stepping aside as the arm came down, just moving enough to let the pipe skin by me. It was no trick at all to grab the arm, keep it going down, and break the bone across the edge of the bar. The screams were heartwarming, to say the least, and I only wish I had the time to stay and really give him something to scream about. There was just no time left. "You saw him viciously attack me," I told the stunned customers as I headed for the door. Rough and Tough had slumped down and was moaning out of sight somewhere behind the bar. "I'm going to call the police now. See that he doesn't leave." Of course, he had as much intention of leaving as I had of calling the law. I was out the door long before any of them had made their minds up as to just what was going on. Of course, I couldn't run and draw any attention to myself. Getting back to the hotel at a fast walk was the best I could do, but I was sweating all over from the tension. Inside the room, the first thing I saw was the container on the table with the needle wrapped in cloth beside it. My hands didn't shake, but they would have if I had let them. This was a very close thing. Collapsed in a chair afterwards, I held up the jar and saw that there was less than a milliliter of juice left. The very next thing on the agenda was the necessity of laying in a supply of the stuff. I could remember the formula clearly and would have no trouble rebuilding it. Of course, there would be no drug suppliers open at this time of night, but that made things a lot easier. There is a law of history that says weapons were invented before money. In my suitcase was a recoilless 75 caliber that could get me more of the galaxy's goods than all of the money in existence. That was my mistake. Some nagging worry gnawed me then, but I ignored it. The tension and then the relief after getting the shot had me all loosened up. On top of that was the need to hurry, the limited time I had to find what I needed and get it back to the hotel room. My thoughts were on the job and how best to do it as I unlocked the suitcase and reached for my gun lying right there on top of the clothes. At this point, the thin voice in my memory was screaming inaudibly to me. But this only made me reach faster for the gun. Something was badly wrong, and this was the thing that would fix it. As I grabbed the butt, the memory broke through. Just a little bit too slow. Dropping the gun, I dived for the door, too late by far. Behind me, I heard a pop as the sleep gas grenade I had put under the gun let go. Even as I fell forward into darkness, I wondered how I could ever have possibly done such a stupid thing as that. Chapter 14. Coming out of the gas, my first feeling was one of regret. It is a truism that the workings of the mind are a source of constant astonishment. The effects of my devil's brew had worn off. There was nothing wrong with my memory, now that the post-hypnotic blocks I had